Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation with a great political system that has worked out remarkably well over a couple of centuries. But right now, the polarization, the distrust, the battle based upon criminalization of the opposition, demonization of the opposition, whoever the opposition happens to be, not such a good moment for the system. National Review, the leading conservative journal, I think the leading voice for conservatism and responsible and honest conservatism in media, has a headline, Durham's Jaw-Dropping Revelation. And there's also a piece by Rich Lowry, the distinguished editor of National Review. His piece, Durham's Righteous Investigation. Okay, Rich Lowry joins us, I'm honored to say. He is the author of The Case for Nationalism and the editor of National Review. If you can help to explain to people, because people who are not already in the deep weeds with this information may need a little catching up. What is Durham's jaw-dropping revelation, and it's a singular revelation.
Thanks, Michael. Always a pleasure to be on. Thanks for the kind words. So he alleges that a tech executive, a guy named Jaffe, was connected with lawyers working for the Clinton campaign, was connected with an investigative firm that that law firm had hired on behalf of the Clinton campaign, was exploiting so-called DNS, Internet Information Data, to try to establish a link between Trump and Russia, and he was accessing information related to Trump Tower, to Trump's apartment in New York, and most shockingly, related to the executive office of the president after Trump got elected. And the idea was to establish a narrative that supported the allegations of collusion, and the lawyer that Jaffe was working with, a guy named Sussman, took this information to the FBI to try to get the FBI interested, and also took it to the CIA.
Okay, so Sussman's already been indicted, hasn't he?
He has. He is indicted for allegedly lying to the FBI and denying that he was working for the Clinton campaign when he brought this information to the FBI.
Okay. What's interesting, the Wall Street Journal today has a headline for their editorial, their lead editorial, that Trump really was spied on. Durham says techies linked to the Clinton campaign had access to the White House and Trump Tower internet data. And what I remember about this, and I'm sure many of our listeners remember as well, is that during the early days of the Trump presidency, President Trump made the charge that Trump Tower had been spied upon, that the Obama campaign, the Obama presidency, because Obama was still president at the time, had spied on what was going on Trump Tower, and this was widely discredited. It turns out it wasn't the Obama presidency as much as it was people connected with the Clinton campaign. Have I got that right?
Correct, yeah. So it was not Barack Obama who authorized this or was involved in any way with this. It was the Clinton campaign. And, you know, and all this stuff, there's always argument over terminology. Is it really spying? You know, it's certainly a form of spying or sleuthing or snooping, internet snooping, however you want to put it. But the troubling thing is it doesn't appear that the FBI, the CIA, took the bait and in this instance, but they did when the Clinton campaign showed up with the dossier and fed that to the FBI, which got the surveillance of people connected to the Trump campaign going, and it eventually got the Mueller investigation going. So our politics was deranged for about 2 years over this, and the ultimate source of it was bad information emanating from the Clinton campaign, and we'll eventually learn more, but in his filing, Durham suggests that he calls this purported information. He suggests it was distorted, it was twisted in a way to make it seem damning when it wasn't.
Okay, again, hadn't the country really sort of reached the conclusion? I mean, I know it was announced by Bill Barr after he became Attorney General that there was no indictable, proceedable information. And a lot of people forget when Trump was impeached the first time, it wasn't because of the Russia hoax. It was because of his alleged phone calls with Vladimir Zelensky, who's much in the news now. When is Durham supposed to be done with his
investigation? No one has any idea. He's very, very deliberate. This whole thing is, he's been rolling it out very slowly. He's been using these so-called speaking indictments, that the indictments themselves are not particularly significant. This latest court filing has to do with a back and forth over a conflict of interest having to do with the original indictment of Sussman, which is not, you know, he's not accused of the crime of the century by any means. But eventually he'll probably
FBI, right?
Right, but who knows? You know, the one thing that I've learned throughout the whole Russiagate, when Trump people were targeted with such charges, and now when Sussman is that it's amazing in this day and age. It just, you're relying on the recollection and the written notes of an FBI agent to potentially put people behind bars for lying to them. Why isn't this stuff recorded? You know, that'd be a very easy way to resolve whether someone's lied or not. But anyway, we don't know whether he'll be found guilty or what. But the charge is relatively minor. But the point is, Durham is using this to get the information out. And I think that's very important, just basic democratic hygiene and transparency. Let's find out every detail we can about how this thing got going, because I say it distorted American politics. It at least hampered the Trump presidency the first couple of years, and it was a total obsession of much of the media, especially CNN. And the thing is, the irony is, Michael, I don't have to tell you, but you know, you had this Durham thing come out, and there's zero interest, and all the people who are most obsessed with Russiagate from the beginning have zero interest in finding out the origins of this, zero interest in apologizing, zero interest in saying, oh, okay, maybe this wasn't a bad practice. They all just want to move on.
Yeah, and again, I think that what one can talk about here is bad practice is a bad practice. I think part of the obsession before was, you were talking about a sitting president of the United States. And again, a sitting president of the United States where basically they had this one story, which was about Russian collusion. And though I was very gullible about accepting some of the basics of that story because of Trump's previous interest with the Trump Tower in Moscow, etc. Truth of the matter is, that dog won't hunt. But didn't that dog die really a long time ago when Mueller finished his investigation, which lasted, what, 2 years and cost millions of dollars?
It should have, but there's still a lot of people on the other side who won't admit that Mueller didn't find any collusion. They find ways to argue somehow, you know, he didn't investigate enough, or actually there is collusion in the report, even though Mueller said there's no collusion. So they just won't give it up. They're obsessed over this. And again, I think what happened has created a deep cynicism about our institutions, or increase the sense of cynicism about our institutions, and it would help at least heal that wound if the folks who are most invested in this say, we were wrong. You know, you just said you were wrong, Michael. You know, you had some initial suspicions
that
gave it more credence than you realized you should. I said all along, most of this period, I had a CNN contract, and they'd have me on, you know, every other night, and this would be the only topic. And I'd always say, If there's evidence, a smoking gun of collusion, I'll admit I'm wrong, but I just can't believe it. I don't think this makes sense for reason X, Y, and Z. But I was open to evidence. I was open to facts the way we all should be.
Rich, can you hang on for a few more minutes?
Of course. Yep.
Terrific. I look forward to speaking to Rich Lowry, editor of National Review, the author of Case for Nationalism. More coming up on the MedVed Show.
I just wanted to call and throw my 2 cents in.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved show, speaking with Rich Lowry of National Review about the latest revelations, and it's revelations multiple from John Durham's investigation that has been ongoing for a long time. It feels like forever. It may be continuing for months and months and months. I want to talk a little bit about the political implications of all of this, how this is being played by media. The New York Times had a large piece today saying that this is not received the same kind of coverage in mainstream media that it has on conservative media. But that's based upon an assumption that this kind of information helps President Trump with all of the other situations he's dealing with his accounting firm dropping him because of apparently and maybe even legally actionable distortions of how much money he had and the basis for him getting loans and his private business practices and those evil three prosecutors that President Trump was attacking at his rally. Don't you feel, I mean, this is talking to you not as Rich Lowry, spokesman for the National Review, but just as another American, doesn't the entire thing become incredibly wearying? I had that sense in the middle of the, I just want to go away. I mean, the middle of the whole Russia hoax controversy, and it's one of the reasons I was never a fan of either of the impeachments. Really, is this kind of government by exposure and indictment and demonization, is this, can we do better than this?
It's really been the pattern since Watergate. Each side doesn't just want to score points or argue the other side is bad. They want the other side to be indicted and thrown into jail. And I know what you mean about how wearing it is.
Executed. President Trump talked about execution.
Yeah.
These people deserve the death penalty.
There's some story that I find just inherently intellectually interesting. You just want to learn more about them. This is not one of them. I've had to dive into that New York Times rebuttal of the Durham indictment. There's another one I was just looking at during the break in Mother Jones magazine. All these really are arcane details about the internet and these characters that otherwise are not inherently interesting. So I get it. I do think it's important, again, just for accountability and transparency to know what happened and understand it. Is it going to move one single vote this November or in 2024, even if Trump runs? No. No, of course not.
Well, what about 2022? I mean, this is part of what I think everybody ought to be concerned about. There are all these phenomenally intense primaries. See, I was just looking at numbers for the primary for the U.S. Senate seat being left by the excellent Rob Portman. And in Ohio, where there are, what, nine major candidates for Senate? I'm afraid that we had a record turnouts in 2020. Do you think that American people are following all of this with a lot of enthusiasm and avidity right now? Because I'm afraid
No. It's partisans. I mean, again, that doesn't mean it's not important. I think it's important for the reasons we've discussed. But there's no one who is following Durham closely who's not already on our side. You know, who's not already the right of center and likely a Trump supporter. So in terms of the election, it's going to be inflation. It's going to be masks. It's going to be the broader parent revolt. It's going to be crime. It's going to be, you know, the Afghan withdrawal, the border, and whatever may happen in Ukraine. So this is not like a top 20 voting issue. You know, there are a lot of other things that are affecting people's daily lives that are more consuming for them and will drive voters in November.
How would you agree that it probably would not serve President Trump to now broaden the focus from just being focused solely on the campaign of 2020, now being focused on the campaign of 2016 also, which he won, by the way.
Well, again, I think he has reason to be aggrieved. You know, it doesn't mean people should be executed over it. And there's a reason, you know, we want Durham to get to the bottom of the stuff. Yeah, but the backward focus, it's bad. I don't know any Republican, it doesn't matter whether they like Trump or don't like Trump, who thinks it's a good idea for to have the most prominent Republican in the country so focused on what happened a year or two ago in the 2020 election. If Trump wins the nomination and runs and wins the nomination in 2024 and is still that backwards looking, it's going to be a really bad showing in 2024. So it's a cliche, but not all cliches are wrong, that elections are won over the future. And there's a huge fight over culturally, politically, and in all respects, the future and the direction of the country, and that's what we have to be focused on.
The one thing that sticks out for me from what I'm able to put together about the Durham investigation and what it's finding is, why is it not surprising that the FBI, even after the dismissal of James Comey, and the CIA, and this is with Trump personnel, were so ready, it seems, to cooperate with anti-Trump forces? That's disturbing.
Yeah, I mean, they are bureaucracies. So bureaucracies in Washington run to some extent based on their own dynamic. And once Comey had kind of maneuvered to get a special counsel appointed, well, then it's game over. And like, a lot of the Mueller investigation was about how Trump was reacting to the Mueller investigation. So it was like a python eating its own tail. Like, half the report was about obstruction that had to do with Trump really being upset with Mueller and thinking about whether he should fire him, you know? So this is the whole dynamic of a lot of these special counsel investigations is just run out of control. And, you know, if the FBI officials had partisan motives and were malicious and wanted to hobble the president they were serving, well, that's a five-alarm fire. And that's one plausible interpretation of what happened. Another interpretation, I think this is the one that Durham is basically working off of, is these folks were credulous and incompetent and should have kicked the tires and realized all this stuff was bogus coming in the door before it spun out of control. But they let it spin out of control.
Rich Lowry, his pieces, plural, in the New National Review. It's posted on their site. Link to our site at michaelmedved.com. Appreciate you're trying to make a very muddy and unseemly a swamp, you'll pardon the expression, of information at least a little bit coherent and comprehensible. We'll be getting back to some more of those political disagreements and confrontations coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Families of nine victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting have now agreed to a $73 million settlement of a lawsuit against the maker of the rifle used to kill 20 first graders and six educators in 2012. Remington, which made the AR-15 style rifle used in the massacre, also agreed to allow the families to release numerous documents obtained during the lawsuit, including ones showing how it marketed the weapon. The families and a survivor of the shooting sued Remington in 2015, saying the company should have never sold such a dangerous weapon to the public. They said their focus now is on preventing future mass shootings. An American research team believes that they've cured HIV in a woman for the first time. The scientists used a cutting-edge stem cell transplant method they expect will expand the pool of people who can receive similar treatment. As of now, researchers only know of two women whose own immune systems apparently vanquished the virus. This is USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, Marco Rubio actually commented on the Durham filing, which is not the conclusion of his investigation at all. And there may, in fact, be more concerning situation information coming up. But Senator Rubio of Florida, who is running for re-election this time, and what's going to be a ferocious election in Florida because Ron DeSantis, who's also a presidential possibility, is running for re-election as governor. The Democrats are having a very spirited primary fight, which is surprisingly close, between a former governor, Charlie Crist, former Republican, who has migrated over to the Democratic Party, and there's also a state commissioner of Nikki Fried of the agriculture, who I think is on the more liberal side of things in the Florida primary, but who knows? Anyway, with all that going on, the implications of the Durham filing, well, this is what Senator Rubio said about it on Fox News. This is clip 12.
This is a big deal. I mean, it's shocking to me that this is not receiving more coverage in the press. I don't think any of the Sunday shows mentioned it. But what we're talking about here is not simply this, you know, the probe using data scientists to make up a story or links to between Trump and Russia, but the White House. Apparently there was a private company that had a contract to manage servers for the President of the United States and the White House, and they were sharing information to help build a narrative for a political operation. And you know why? This is all proven true. It would be one of the biggest political scandals in American history. It would be a crime, no doubt about it. And it would tell you why these people think they can get away with it. They think they can get away with it because the media will not report on it. If this was the other way, if this was a story about how the Trump campaign had hired some data experts and others to go out there and do this to President Clinton, this would be like we wouldn't be able to talk about anything else around here.
Well, or as President Trump said, if it were the other way, people would be getting ready to bring back the electric chair. I'm not sure about that. The ongoing back and forth of the political circus makes me think about some of the commentary on that by the late P.J. O'Rourke. P.J. died today. And we will find out later, and I'm sure we'll bring that to you tomorrow, about the circumstances of his death at age 74. But it'd be very easy for us to go back and grab some of the audio of PJ on our show. He was a frequent guest. And this is available to people, by the way. If you're a MedHead Plus member, you can go back and go over all the way back to 2009, and find all of the appearances with PJ Rourke on the Michael Medved show and just play them whenever you want, and it's free. By the way, membership to MedHead Plus it costs all of 22 cents a day. It's a great investment. A lot to learn at little cost. In any event, this is PJ. Talking about one of his humorous books, which was called Don't Vote, It Just Encourages the Bastards. This is part of our conversation. Listen.
But I am urging people to limit the scope of politics in our life.
Amen.
We have many tools in a free society, and politics is just one of those tools. And it's a big, heavy, powerful tool because government has the legal monopoly on deadly force. And so laws, you don't obey the law, they can kill you. And therefore, laws are very serious, and therefore, we shouldn't be making them all over the place about every darn thing, such as how many carrots are in your school lunch. I think I'm quite comfortable with the idea of conservatives, especially now that I'm a dad with three kids. Nothing makes you conservative like, you know, taxes make you a Republican, logic makes you a libertarian, but children make you a conservative.
Yes, and you became a radical because that seemed to be the only way in college, during your ill-fated college years, that you were able to attract the attention of the opposite sex.
Yes, I mean, it just looked like, I looked at the sort of sorority girls and I thought, I'm not going to get far over there, you know. And then I kind of looked at the beatnik girls, folkies, as we would have said in my day. It was sort of pre-hippie time.
Yes, who rolled their own cigarettes, as you remember.
Yes. They smoked unfiltered cigarettes, drank beer right out of the bottle, wore those Mexican blouses with embroidery and
black turtlenecks sometimes.
Black turtlenecks, yes, and leotards and ballet shoes, little ballet slippers. Oh, they were cute. And I thought, you know, I might maybe with my what I lack in money and good looks, maybe I can make up for with brooding existentialism over there and get somewhere. So I made my decision. Yeah, I was fascinated by that piece of language of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness because the phrase that they were playing off of almost always contains property. It was
life, liberty, and estates.
Life, liberty, and estate, and John Locke. And all educated people reading those words would have immediately wondered, what happened to a state, you know? And I started asking around about that, and it was Tom Palmer at the Tom Palmer and David Boas at the Cato Institute, who said that their theory is that Jefferson spotted a logical fallacy in Locke, which was the idea that we're talking about unalienable rights here, inalienable, as we would say, rights that are so central to our being that we can't get rid of them even if we want to. And property is not actually one of those rights, because for property to be valuable to us, it has to be alienable. We have to be able to get rid of it. That is to say, we have to be able to sell it and of course, buy it, which means that somebody else alienates it. You know, I mean, none of us are going to be happy all of the time, and all of us are going to be unhappy some of the time. And so the pursuit is very much a key word there. So what it is what's really being said there is pursuit of self-interest, what Adam Smith would have called self-interest. But pursuit of happiness is certainly a more cheerful phrase than pursuit of self-interest.
The great and late P.J. O'Rourke, in Conversations from some years ago, and again, that available to everybody, if you're a MedHead Plus member, you can go back and find all kinds of conversations among 9,000 hours of radio shows that are available for download on demand. Plus, you can stream over 100 hours of history shows, which are specifically focused on moments in our history. Become a MedHead today and listen to several hours with PJ O'Rourke, if that's your choice. Go to michaelmedved.com, or you can go to medvedhistorystore.com. There is so much going on right now that really goes to the basic point, the basic quarrel that Americans are having with each other. And it's a quarrel which is not just about America's future. It's very much about our present and our past, and whether we're going to be a guilt-ridden or a grateful nation. And the choice, it seems to me, really is just about that stark. We will be back with more coming up on the MedVed Show.
I'm on the Michael MedVed Show, for God's sake.
This is...
God bless you.
The Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll-free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr.
Dr. Jay Cost on The Mind of Madison. In the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on The Mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medved Show, there's all kinds of polling information about some of the hottest races that are going to be on the ballot coming up in this November. Most strikingly, of course, there is some very good news for the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. And very good news for Republicans in Florida generally. There's a heated primary for the Democratic nomination, but against any of the three Democrats who are running for the nomination for governor of Florida, DeSantis has at least a 10-point lead over any of them. And once upon a time, people had thought this might be a close election. Elections in Florida tend to be, but this could be a very convincing and resounding win for Governor DeSantis, which would probably increase the enthusiasm for him to actually make a race for president 2 years from now, 3 years from now. There's also more on this about Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania is a complete muck. I mean, it's the GOP primary found celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz at 27%. Former Bridgewater Associates CEO David McCormick, who spent a lot of money, at 16%. Former ambassador to Denmark Carla Sands at 15%. Former congressional candidate named Kathy Barnett at 9%, and 2018 Lieutenant Governor nominee Jeff Bartos at 7%. All other candidates were at 2% or less. 22% were undecided. The point about that is that the biggest takeaway according to Hotline of National Journal. They say the biggest takeaway from this poll is that TV is still king. The idea why? Because despite Dr. Mehmet Oz having a good deal of negativity about him and some false products that he was trying to sell, and the fact that he has really not been a factor in politics, unlike Trump when he was a reality star, President Trump spoke quite a bit about public issues and got people's attention when it was a regular welcome guest on cable TV. Dr. Oz has basically just had his show, and he is way ahead. And it says the same thing, that TV is king, is true in Ohio, where Mike Gibbons has soared to second place, thanks in part to a massive TV ad blitz. And he's second place to Josh Mandel, who has tried to wrap himself as closely to President Trump as he possibly can, but that's true of a lot of candidates. J.D. Vance, the author of Hillbilly Elegy, had been doing well in a very strong campaign because of his celebrity, up until he had made some anti-Trump comments some years ago, and Trump is very popular in Ohio, and apparently that has damaged J.D. Vance's campaign. He is no longer close to being a front runner for the nomination for the U.S. Senate in Ohio. Okay, there's a piece that appeared in the New York Times today, and it's under the heading, A Staunch Conservative's Urgent Warning to the GOP about 2024. And it's a piece by J. Michael Luttig, who makes the conservative case for reforming the Electoral Count Act of 1887, or ECA, for the express reason that failing to do so will make it easier for Trump to steal the 2024 election. This should be a terminal moment. This is Greg Sargent writing here. This should be a terminal moment for the Republicans and for the Senate to actually do something about this debate over the ECA. The reforms would also make it harder for Republicans to keep playing the role of apologists about January 6th and about Trump's future intentions. Now, J. Michael Luttig was a phenomenal judge. He was very well thought of. Twice he was considered seriously for an appointment to the Supreme Court under President George W. Bush. But here he's basically writing about the system that we have, and the back and forth between President Trump and Vice President Pence about, well, did he have the power to decertify the electoral votes? Did the governors have a right, or anyone have a right, to create alternative slates of electors after one slate of electors had already been certified and one person had won the election? And all of this goes to why this law has to be fixed up. And I think one of the points that is made by Judge Luttig, and it's a very important point, is that basically, why would you oppose the clarification? In other words, unless you had some intention of creating the kind of confusion and the kind of chaos that was created in the so-called, in the name of Stop the Steal. The truth of the matter is, and this is Democrats who are doing this now, they're protesting new laws in Texas that require identification. I mean, shouldn't we be able, honest to goodness, as a country, to be able to look seriously at some reforms in the names of electoral integrity, including reform of the ECA, the Electoral Count Act. And speaking of reforms, there is a big new movie, quite an all-star cast and a lavish production that actually got somewhat mixed reviews. Did it deserve it? Kenneth Branagh, star and director of Death on the Nile. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Kenneth Branagh is back as Agatha Christie's master detective, Hercule Poirot, trying to figure out what happened to wealthy heiress Gal Gadot during a glamorous group vacation to Egypt in Death on the Nile, now playing in theaters.
The crime is murder. The murderer is one of you.
And I'll feel safe here.
I will deliver your killer.
But as in any other Agatha Christie novel, there are so many potential killers in this large, distinguished cast that it takes a while to narrow down all of these elegant and eccentric people into the most plausible suspect. As in his previous Hercule Poirot film, Murder on the Orient Express, Branagh's director and star recreates a visually stunning view of 1930s glamour and indulgence, though the twisty plot is preposterous, of course, and takes intense concentration to follow. Rated PG-13 for some disturbing violence, 3 stars for Death on the Nile. And I do think if people have any taste at all for Agatha Christie murder mysteries, this is a movie that's easy to enjoy and doesn't drag. And it also solves a lingering mystery. What's the story with that crazy mustache that Hercule Poirot has, as played by Kenneth Branagh? There actually is an origin story for the mustache at the very beginning of the film, set during World War I. So that's supposed to get your interest up, I guess. On the Michael Medved show, there's a controversy going on about who can be a member of the Black Caucus in Virginia. There's an elected representative, always identified as black, not allowed to join. Why? We'll get to that next time on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also talk about these Texas Republicans being charged with voter suppression by taking a requirement that you need to actually show identification. Is that the same as voter suppression? Is it right to be characterized that way? We will be dealing with that. We'll also focus on a plea in a column for Republicans and Democrats to stop fighting and to start passing bills. But there are people on the right who say, look, why should we do that now when the Democrats are still a majority? Why not wait until Republicans win in both House and Senate coming up? Don't count your chickens, perhaps, is an old saying that still has some relevance for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.